Hello and welcome to a new episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
How was your break? Your holly bob, was it all right?
It was all right.
I say your holly bob, obviously. Did you go away?
No. Stayed at home.
Yeah.
Not feeling 100%. Got a few things wrong with me. Getting on.
Come on, give us a list. Top three things wrong with you.
Right. I've got a cough that I can't shift.
Right.
That.
Have you had some Cavornia?
Cavornia.
Cough medicine with clout.
I called it off my mum when we went to the zoo. Because we
didn't catch it off of something from the zoo?
No. Because at the moment, my mum's got a really bad cough.
Okay.
And she's suffering. And she's had it for about 6 weeks now. Doctors don't know what it is. But I spent a day with her, and then the day after, felt rough as out. And
That'll do it.
So I've had cough ever since. Also, I've lost hearing in my left ear.
Right.
And that hurts. And it makes my mouth hurt.
It's
all connected. Three. My allergies.
Ah, your hay fever.
Yeah. It's the season.
It's the season to be sneezy.
You know, so, yeah. So, not feeling all that great health-wise.
Not feeling too jiggity-boo.
Glad that the weather's back and warm and sunny.
But
it allows
confusing.
Me to do my other old man thing.
It's still it's confusing to be this light.
We're recording in the light for once.
Well, yeah. I mean, hopefully the next few weeks it will get lighter and lighter.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do one outside, around the fire pit.
Yeah, can too. Summer, if it's nice.
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, I've been out in the garden. Looks well good, to be honest. Not bragging, but I'm a pretty good gardener. No, that's what I'm going to do when I, you know, once the boys are at school.
Yeah.
And I can look for some
work
again. Yeah. Going to be driving by the time my youngest goes to primary school. And then going to set up my own gardening firm. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet.
Loving your aspirations, man. I'm loving them.
Yeah. I just want to be a gardener. Just want to be outside.
Just want to be out in the great outdoors.
I'll cut your lawn.
Yeah?
Some people hate it. My fucking neighbours, they hate cutting the lawn. That's why I always do it.
I was going to say, clearly they do. Yeah. You see the state of the front garden at times.
Exactly. You know? I've stopped cutting hers over there because she didn't even say thank you last time. Didn't want a hug or anything.
Cow.
But I've walked past her and she don't like doing it. So just say, oh, cheers for doing the garden. And then I'll do
it
every time.
It's all it takes.
You know, she walked past me the other day, said not a word to me. I was like, am I cutting your grass? Am I fucked them? Do it yourself. So
the thing is, you're right, though. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you just do something out of, it's not even like the goodness of your own heart. But you think, I'm doing this. I'll do, you know, like washing up.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a communal area, maybe at work, and you've got an extra couple of cups in there, and someone walks in with a, you know, finished mug, they go, just go, stick it on the side, I'll wash it up, it's not a problem.
Mm.
You know, little things like that help the world go around.
Because it's not like I wanted to wrap on my door, like, oh, thanks.
Give her a hug, give
her
a hug and all that,
You know, bring me boxes of chocolates. But if I see,
would've been nice though,
if I see you on the street, if I walk outside my front door and our paths literally cross, then at least just acknowledge the fact that I did cut your fucking grass. See, I mean, I've been here since September 2013, and the first time it was cut was when I did it about 4 weeks ago. So I didn't do it this time round.
Ungrateful.
No, just, you know.
What a swine. What a swine. That's a word that's not used enough. But other than that, then...
How was your break, all right?
Yeah, it's okay.
I just sound like grumpy,
don't
I?
Well,
just sound like I've turned into a grump in the past 3 weeks. You're right.
You haven't turned into a grump in the last. No, you haven't.
I have.
You haven't. You're feeling a little bit poorly.
I am poorly.
You're a little under the weather.
I am.
It's going round.
Yep.
You know, you're trying to do favours for people, not because you want any thanks for it, but you're just getting on with things, cracking on with it.
That's some good news though at the weekend.
Oh, good news.
Yeah. Finally.
Yep.
After about 20 hours. Of audio.
Yeah. You talking about this?
Yeah. 2 seasons of this podcast. Finally, iTunes accepted us. Hey.
Oh.
So now, We are officially on iTunes.
Subscribe.
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 Subscribe to the podcast.
Subscribe the arse out of it.
So, that was nice.
That is very
me and
cool.
Rob got together on Sunday. We were watching the Formula One cars. Oh, we got fireworks. Look at that one.
Spaz.
Crescendo.
That is special, mate. That is special. Look at that.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was good.
So if you use iTunes, make sure you subscribe to this bloody podcast because it's taking ages to get on it. So, yeah.
Yes, welcome then. Welcome to this new... Well, I mean, the furniture's...
Subscribe and then it's on your phone.
Don't have to worry
and
about
then,
it.
You know, you don't even have to listen to it every week. I'm not saying you've got to listen to it religiously every week.
No, catch
but
up.
It's all saved to your device, whatever device, and then maybe in a year's time... You've forgotten all about this, haven't listened, and then you just see it on whatever device.
You power listen. You power listen. Like people do with box sets of TV series.
That's right.
And you go, oh, I've got to catch up. Yeah. I've got like 8 episodes
and
to catch up.
And then you leave it for months, don't you?
You speed through it, don't you? You power through it a week. Take a week off work. You spend a week in your pajamas with just what sits all over you, and you listen to all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Very pleased.
And,
very pleased.
You know, we'll sort out the Android side of it soon as well. Probably
of course,
get it up on Stitch or something.
Yeah, lovely jubbly.
All right.
Cool.
So but, that was good news.
Very good news. Very good news indeed. A nice way to...
Oh, something else happened.
Oh, go on.
Something else happened. A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I thought I'd go and get a beard trim. Because if you remember about 2 months ago, I went and had a trim. It looked decent, didn't it?
Well, we went up to London.
We went to London, and then I found out that my regular barbers actually do beards. £5.60, I think, is
what,
a bargain.
What, for your beard?
Yeah. Right?
Good grief, that's a
bargain. So I had it trimmed, and I didn't have a lot off. Guy did a great job. So I thought, well, this is great. I can have my hair cut now. I have my face trimmed at the same time.
Yep.
So I took the boys to have their hair cut a couple of weeks ago. Thought, I'd get another one of those beard trims in.
Yeah.
All right, sit down. The guy who did it before wasn't there, but the guy who did it, I've seen...
I'm already starting to think... Ooh.
But I've seen him there, and I've always liked his work. He's a friendly guy, and he looks...
I'm a fan of his work.
He looks experienced.
Right.
You know,
does he have a beard?
He doesn't have a beard. He has, like, stubble. That ain't a beard.
So he, you know what I mean? He knows how to take care of his facial fungus.
That's just an example of one of my illnesses. Stay tuned for a sneeze and
an old man groan when he gets out of his seat. Yeah.
Anyway, where was
beard
I?
Beard man.
So, yeah, he looked experienced. I thought I'd get a beard trim.
Yeah.
Looked good next couple of weeks. I knew the good weather was coming. It was predicted. I thought, let's have a smart nap.
Yeah.
So I sit down and everything was fine. And then he starts trimming the beard. And with the first kind of trim...
Yeah.
He shaved my fucking cheeks off. Now, beard 101, my experienced friend, is if you shave the cheeks off, it's no longer a beard. So, for the past couple of weeks, this is what I mean by I think I've got old.
Why is that?
Because I've been walking around for the last couple of weeks with this, like, oversized goatee. It's not even shaped as a goatee. It's just like...
It's shaped like a beard, but
where
with the sides
my beard
missing.
Was at the bottom of my face and going round, it's still there and growing. But I kind of... Well, it's growing back a little bit now... But
it didn't. I don't think it helps the fact that your hair on your moustache, the goatee, the beardy bit is quite dark.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And the bits on the cheeks are a lot lighter.
Yeah.
And a lot thinner
it
as well.
It is getting back.
It's definitely building back up. It is definitely building back up.
You know.
But he has made a right pig's ear of that.
Yes. Thank you. And people have started being polite. They've been polite to me, like, oh, I don't look that bad. But occasionally,
it does,
just
mate.
Like you did, they have a little dig. I ran it.
Yeah, but I'm your mate. I can say that. You know I mean it with love.
But anyway, just...
It's not like you've done it to yourself.
But anyway, just to end the story.
Go on.
I was sat in the chair and I could see what was happening.
Did you start crying?
I did start crying, but I knew that as soon as I left that store, I was going to rage up. I knew it. All right, so...
And you saved it until you left.
In my head, I'm going, I ain't going to pay him. I'm going to say, look what you've done to my fucking face. I ain't paying
I came in with a beard. I've come out with a goatee.
But then I took a step back and I'm thinking, they've always done a good job on my hair. So, you know, I had to kind of bite my tongue.
You had to take one for the team.
I think they knew I was unhappy because the other lads in the shop looked at me with this fucking ginormous... goatee now on my face instead of a full beard with that's what I walked in and they looked at me and they had the look of like really he sorry that's happened to you mate happy. But like sorry we can't do nothing so but I paid him I left but then I had to come home I left the kids with their mum
you had a bit
because we were in town at that time. I was like, right, you can take the boys. I've got to go.
I need some time to myself.
I've got to go. Because I was either going to blow up at them or blow up at just some random on the street. So, yeah. Tell you what he is. He's a beard bastard. You're the greatest bastard, that I've ever seen. You think you're touching this again? You're the greatest bastard, you beard bastard. Yeah, so never going back there again.
Well, for your hair, but not for your beard.
Well, yeah, not for my beard. Now, I'm hoping that...
So do you feel like you actually got what you paid for? Like you got £5... Yeah, but no, you got £5.60 worth of beard experience.
Yeah, true that. You know,
whereas if you'd have spent maybe £20
on
your beard...
maybe, you know me and the bargain. I think
it's 10p Bowers.
I think in future,
yeah,
in regards to the beard,
yeah,
no bargain.
No.
Prices.
You got to do it properly now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So there you go. 20 minutes talking about me.
And your beard.
And my beard.
Yeah. Never mind.
Do you fancy a quiz?
Oh, I love a quiz.
Yeah. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 This is... A quiz. Right. as I said previously, weather's got better recently, so we've had a few hot days and stuff.
Yes, we have.
So the kitchen playlist has been back. The kids are back at preschool, yes. And I get my mornings, open the doors, open the windows, you know. It's been good. And
curtains wide.
Another thing I haven't spoken about.
Oh, go on.
Which makes me old.
Go on.
My brand new man garden has appeared.
You've been trimming your man garden.
I have separated the garden.
You have.
You've got the children's garden and then I've got my man garden.
And you have cared for it.
Yeah, I have.
And you've trimmed it and it's looking very, very nice.
It was just overgrown weeds, everything at the back of the garden, but I ripped it out one day last week and made a proper man garden. Found that there was a path underneath all that shit as well, so that's good.
Result. That's
good. Yeah, so I've had plenty of time to listen to music.
Yeah.
I like to go on Deezer and listen to various playlists.
You know, on sort of shuffling
90s
random.
Kids, workout, motivation, you get everything on that. It's quite good for playlists. So the rules of this quiz are simple.
Excellent.
All right. Basically, songs I played in my kitchen the other day.
Cool.
And they're all kind of R&B, hip-hop tunes from late 90s, early noughties.
Okay.
All right,
yep,
so
yep.
Maybe from about 1997 to 2005, something like that.
All right,
all right?
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So, first one, who do you think this is?
Hey, ladies. Hey, fellas. You know you're doing good cause they're jealous. They want to hate you cause you're a go-getter. Pop a collar, don't let them sweat ya.
Do you want it once more?
No. I can't decide. I've got either Nelly or Usher in my head. Poppy Collar was Usher. Poppy Collar was Usher. If it's Poppy Collar, it's Usher. There you go.
You say Usher?
Usher.
I say correct, Robert. It was Usher.
Hey, ladies. Hey, fellas. You know you're doing good cause they're jealous. They want to hate you cause you're a go-getter. Pop your collar, don't let them sweat ya. Hey, ladies. Hey, fellas. You know you're doing good cause they're jealous. They want to hate you cause you're a go-getter. Pop your collar, don't let them sweat ya.
I correct, it was Usher. Always a great track.
Ah, oh, yes.
Love a bit of Usher. Got a bit of a man crush on Usher.
Yeah.
Just on his music, but... If I was to get with a bloke,
if I could move,
I'd have a bit of Usher.
If I could choose who I could move like, it would be either Jagger or Usher.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I make it sexual. You're like, oh, if I could dance with somebody,
who's gonna fucking dance like some? All shut right.
Got time, but I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, just give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass shaking thing you do.
Oh, that is.
What are you saying?
Oh, it's too early to be a solo Justin Timberlake, but I've got that in my head for some strange reason. So, who was that sort of...
I only need the artist.
I know, but I don't think it was Justin Timberlake. No, that's too. It seems too early for JT. I can't think of anyone else. I've just Justin Timberlake. It's not him.
Correct,
Robert. Got time, but I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, just give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that ass-shaking thing you do. So you grab your girls and you grab a couple more and you all come meet me in the middle of the floor. Said the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right.
Walk away. Dance for me. I'd have a bit of JT as well.
Oh, yeah, actually. If I could dance like anyone, it'd either be Jagger, Usher, or JT.
Yeah.
Dance for me. Let
me rock you. To the break, babe. Dance for me. Right, 2 out of 2 so far.
Pretty good.
So far.
Pretty good.
Doing all right.
That was a real stab in the dark because I don't even know what made me think of him, but.
All right. Number 3. Who do you reckon this is?
I mean, me and her didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play your mum and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to.
Man, these are good tunes.
Yeah. That's what I mean, kitchen playlist.
We were just doing things that kids just do. That's the line. Come on. Oh, God, I can hear it. That is so, I can't think of who they are. So annoying. I know.
I mean, me and her didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play your mum and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to.
Craig David.
Tune.
Can you feel me in the kitchen, mate?
All they seem to do is that is a great song. I haven't heard that in ages.
You were nearly there, though, weren't you? I had to stop
could you,
it,
could you,
it
could you, yeah, but could you hear me? Yeah. I was so...
But you could have clicked for, like, another 5 minutes.
I know, so, I could. Yeah, makes it for a dull podcast.
We're on time restrictions now. Right, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do remind me of my Lexus coup. That's why I'm all up in your grill. Trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field.
Yes!
Got this one?
It came to me, as he said, the football coach bit, so yeah. In fact, he is just a single letter of the alphabet out from my name.
Yeah.
It is, of course... R. Kelly.
Yes.
Now, usually I don't do this.
There is actually an R. Kelly tribute act called R. Jelly.
No, there isn't.
There actually is.
Shut up.
There actually is.
You're winding me up.
I'm going to prove it to you.
But, okay.
Go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix.
No, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do remind me of my Lexus coupe. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. Let me give you that toot toot, let me give you that beep beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. While they say on the radio, it's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen, mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
That is a tune.
Oh, Kelly,
come on.
Every time sun comes
mate,
out.
Oh.
Right.
If you put that on as a DJ,
yeah.
If anyone's listening and they're an aspiring DJ, that song has to be in your playlist any night you go out.
Right. Article from Billboard.
Okay.
Dated October the 28th.
Yeah.
2013.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm just trying to find the part where
it
says
R. Jelly.
R. Jelly. Because I know it's true because... I can remember doing a radio feature, and I don't know whether you can remember, where I had you
saying, yes,
I believe I can fly.
You asked me to try and say it in the
exactly.
breakfast show.
Yeah. And
so
then
that you
I
could
made
clip
a
it
song out of it.
By the time you... Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you remember
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I do
right,
remember
okay,
this.
Cool. All right.
No, I take you. It back. I take it back. Yeah. I do remember this, and you are right. It does exist. There is a tribute act to R. Kelly called R. Jelly, who turns up 3 hours late.
But it's not
by
him.
By the way, it's not me.
It's
not me.
He's quite punctual.
Informer. You know, say daddy's know me, I'm gonna blame. A licky boom boom down. Detective man says daddy's know stabbed someone down the lane. A licky boom boom down.
What you writing this one is?
Well, I'll let the music play out for a bit, but I'd like to request
Informer,
something from you if I can.
You know, say daddy's know me, I'm gonna blame. A licky boom boom down. Detective man says daddy's know stabbed someone down the lane. A licky boom boom down.
Now, how long has it been since we've been in the same room together and played this track?
Too long.
It used to happen a lot when
Too
we
long.
Were on radio, right?
You know, in life, you end up with a song that you associate with a person
yep.
that you've either known or that
That's
you
right.
know at that point, yeah?
Yep.
If this song comes on anywhere in the world for the rest of my life...
It's me.
I will think of you.
Yep.
Informer. You know, say daddy's know me, I'm gonna blame. A licky boom boom down. Detective man says daddy's no stab someone down the lane. A licky boom boom down.
And just to clarify, I did know this was Snow and Informer.
Yeah, that's
obviously.
Informer.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
Got to do it properly.
Yeah.
No, say daddy's know me, I'm gonna blame. A licky boom boom down. Detective man says daddy's no stab someone down the lane. A licky boom boom down. Rainy car part through my window, so they put me in the back the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination, where the destination region had a east attention. With a look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go blame. I like it boom boom down. Take them on, let's say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it boom boom down.
One of the best songs in the history of songs.
I don't think many people could disagree with you on that one somehow. No. That's a bit of snot. That is great. That is a great playlist.
So how many did you get in the end?
Four.
Four?
That's four out of five.
Yeah, 80%. Three weeks recovery. You come back strong.
What happens? Strong. Boom.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 That was a quiz for my mate Rob.
Yeah, new band, Larkins is their name. It's called Hit and Run.
Is that at the end of the month?
It is, they're from Manchester. Manchester, yeah. England.
New band and thing.
Yeah, very good. Heard it earlier this week and, wanted to share it.
It's, talking about songs and that, I know it's a little bit all over the place tonight, but first week back and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I was meant to talk about this earlier when we were talking about Beard, right?
Okay.
You messaged me a couple of weeks ago and told me to check out the new song by Meghan Trainor.
Yes, I did.
You told me at about the 34-second mark that there was something in that track that I needed to hear.
I said, I think the words were, listen to it, and what does it remind you of?
Okay.
That's what I think I said.
This is the beginning of the new Meghan Trainor track, something
like...
Yeah,
it's Dear Future Husband.
Yeah, Dear Future Husband or something. But anyway, it did surprise me when I heard this. Now I thought, you know what? I've heard this song somewhere before. Something in that I recognise.
Yep.
And I listened to it again. And like, it still wasn't clicking in my head.
But
and
you knew you knew it.
Yeah, I was like, I recognise that from somewhere. And then it clicked in my head. I know what it is. It's a rip-off of fucking Ollie Murs.
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's the thing I noticed.
Would you like a bit of musical geekery?
Yeah.
They're both on the same label.
Explains it.
And there is a person who worked on both records.
Okay.
The same sort of engineer or producer, I think.
So I think I've made this point. I think I've made this point to you before, though, about
a few weeks
how
back,
we were in Eminem World. We were walking around Eminem World in London. And we were having a conversation about how we're running out of music.
Yeah.
This is a perfect example. Take me on a date, I deserve a bay. And don't forget the flowers every universal way. Cause if you treat me right, I'll be the first. Bad remixing, but you get the gist.
It's the same song.
But listen, that
wasn't actually what I was referring to.
Well, I was listening to it a little bit more and I thought, it is Ollie Murs, but there's something else that I recognise. So I whacked it on again. And then it clicked. It's fucking B-E-A-R-D.
That's what I was trying to get.
Listen. So Meghan Trainor's just ripping off everyone.
Yeah, ripping off our Beard theme.
Yeah. You Ollie Beard Murs. Bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah.
You're the greatest bastard, that I've ever seen, you B-E-R-A-R-D bastard.
I knew I was going to do that.
Yeah, it's a live podcast. It's live. It's live.
Anything can go wrong.
So, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, but that's...
So, you know... Well,
Meghan Trainor is a beard bastard.
It was just that you were saying that snow reminds you of me.
Yeah.
Hopefully now, if you hear that song on the radio,
yeah,
it's going to remind you of...
Of us.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. The original. So there you go.
That's sorted. I'm glad you did remember to bring that up because when I first heard the Meghan Trainor track, I was like, no way.
But by the way,
getting away with this.
We didn't make that B-E-A-R-D jingle.
Oh, no. That is from a band called The Beards.
Yeah, that's by a band called The Beards, so you must check out all their songs.
About beards.
Are about beards.
And they all have beards as well?
They all have beards. They're all bearded blokes who sing songs about beards. So... Well worth checking out.
Yeah, but that is a whole song. That is the whole song.
That is
11
the whole
seconds.
Song. That is
on
it.
The Beard EP.
But it's fitting, so.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Right. Do you want to do some news? We're half an hour or so in. Should we do some news?
Go on then.
Go on then.
Kind of sick of talking already. It's hard work. First week back. Right. Oh, yeah, just to say this as well.
Yeah.
Again, being all scatty this evening.
Yeah, go on.
There's a whole new, like, feng shui in the room. Is that
I think it's feng shui.
Feng shui?
Shui.
You say feng shui, I say feng shui.
True.
All right, tomato, tomatoes, mate. Potato, potatoes.
Who says potato? who the fuck said potato? Really? Come on.
Can I have some potatoes?
Potatoes. Jeeves, potatoes, please.
Potatoes.
Could you check on the potatoes?
Yes. Don't overcook him.
Especially not the sweet ones.
I want mashed potato tonight. Mashed potato and bids. Right, anyway.
I'll have a BLT sandwich, please. There's bacon, lettuce and tomato. Tomato. Don't give me the tomatoes. I want the tomatoes.
I've switched the front room around since the last time
we were
here.
You've moved
the
sofa, that's all you've done.
So, yeah, we're kind of... But we're facing the other way now. Whereas we were facing that way before.
But this
we're
makes no sense way. To anyone other than you and me, because they've never seen your living room before.
That's all right, but I just thought I'd mention the feng shui.
That's
feng
why
shui.
It feels a bit different.
Yeah, that's it. That's explained with the scatting. We're there.
All right.
It's, all linked it,
listen, it's time
it's
for
news.
The news. It's time for the
it's
news.
It's news, not news. Not news.
Not news, no. Right. China's stock trading fever. China.
Oh.
The place. There's trading fever has made the Shanghai Stock Exchange the world's biggest in terms of turnover, right, surpassing the New York Stock Exchange. But the explosion in volumes has exceeded the ability of the exchange's software to report it. So the exchange's trading turnover has exceeded 1 trillion yen, okay, which is $161 billion. The first time. But the data couldn't be properly displayed because its software wasn't designed to report numbers that high. So this is a news story about a computer that isn't basically good enough to do the job it's there to do. So it's definitely not news.
What a fucking great one to start with. Brilliant. Definitely not news.
It's not news, is it?
No. Fucking boring.
Do you like Game of Thrones?
No,
never
seen
that. Well, there are lots of fans of Game of Thrones, and some people may be pleased to hear there is now a course on the TV series being offered at Northern Illinois University. The university honours programme calls the class Game of Thrones Television and Medieval History. You can now study Game of Thrones at uni.
News for some people.
Yeah, but you know
me
what?
Me personally, definitely not news.
Not news. Okay, I want to save that one a minute because that's probably a good one. Here's a good one for you. A gorilla, which became a viral video sensation when footage emerged of him walking like a human, has celebrated his 25th birthday.
Yay.
And that, my friend, is the news story.
Birthday.
It's happy birthday to a gorilla.
Happy birthday, gorilla.
Now, a mountain lion has taken up residence underneath a suburban Los Angeles home and is refusing to budge, despite the efforts of wildlife workers using a prod and firing tennis balls and beanbags at it.
Right.
I've got so many questions
about
this.
He's still not moving.
I've got... Well, I think he has been removed now.
That's a badass lion.
But Can I just ask what the wildlife workers, and these are wildlife, so these are people who at least have a bit of an understanding of lions and wild cats and animals. What did they think they were going to achieve by firing a tennis ball at a lion?
It's not
I've got to ask, if you're listening to this and you are one of these wild,
It's the other one. It's the beanbag. Like, can you remember the beanbags?
What, the PE? From PE?
Yeah.
That you have to put in your head?
They're like rectangle beanbags.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could just imagine, like, those people throwing them at the lion. Like, go away, lion. Just chucking beanbags and firing tennis balls.
Why?
That's animal cruelty.
Yeah, and it's not news.
No. Anyway, talking about...
Hang on.
No, mate, if I've ever got a tedious link, this is it. Let me do this, please.
All yours.
All right. From lion,
okay,
to cat. Have you heard about Gangster Cat?
Ooh,
Gangster Cat. Yeah,
Gangster Cat, eh?
Gangster Cat.
Okay.
There's this cat in Queens. It's called the Gangster Cat of Queens.
Right.
And it's not had a good start in life, and it's apparently more grumpy than Grumpy Cat. Doesn't like anybody.
Grumpier than Grumpy Cat.
Grumpier than Grumpy Cat. And it was taken to the vets and it was going to get put down.
By its owner?
Put on cat death row.
No, the cat Mile.
It got abandoned.
It was abandoned.
Because it was vicious.
Someone rescued it,
but then they were going to put it down because obviously it was vicious with everybody. But this woman saved him.
At so a the secondary final hour. Woman. A secondary
yeah, and
woman.
A woman came along. She's took him under her
wing. Or well, she's a human, so it's an arm. Yeah. Yeah.
She took it under her arm, picked it up, took it home.
Yeah.
And has looked after Gangster Cat.
Gangster Cat.
But Gangster Cat gives her attitude.
Is that his name?
But there's a bit of respect. Well, that's what she's calling it.
Oh, okay.
All right. But she's now looking for a permanent home for Gangster Cat. So she's tried a few people and it, so far it's been unsuccessful because Gangster Cat just clawing at them, you know, being vicious. Like, I can remember my nan's cat used to hide in the cupboard and we used to open the cupboard and every time we did it went...
And
we'd stand there for hours like... And close it, open it, close it, open it. Great and like yeah,
months of your life,
yeah.
Months of your life spent in front of the cupboard.
Right. But she's looking for someone to have Gangster Cat, so she's now made adverts and put them on trees as they do in the Americas.
Okay,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they want to sell something or find something,
cat found.
Yeah, it gets whacked on every tree. You see it in the films, like when someone goes missing and stuff. So. I've got a bit of the news report about Gangster Cat, all right, from the American news.
The Flyers get your attention. The Gangster Cat of Queens needs a home, and his foster mom doesn't mince words.
I may not look like it, but I'm one badass. I only accept petting when I feel like it. If you try to pet me when I'm not in the mood, I will hiss at a...
So basically, she's written the advert from the perspective... Of Gangster Cat, all right? This is what Gangster Cat would say.
If Gangster Cat could
if he was trying to sell himself to someone, this is what Gangster Cat would say, all right?
Gangster Cat was rescued right before a shelter euthanized him. And after Rose Hilliard's repeated tries going the traditional route, Oliver Julius, or OJ, just wasn't making a good impression. When people tried to pet him... You see, Gangster Cat, who Hilliard says is grumpier than Grumpy Cat... needs a certain type of person who is patient and loving.
There must be someone in all of New York who will appreciate a bad and sometimes sweet cat who does not give a.
So I've got the full advertisement, which I'm going to read out in the middle. But like, something else I got from that news is I think the newsreader is trying to show other talents apart from her broadcasting skills.
Right.
For example, her singing.
OJ just wasn't making a good impression. When people tried to pet him...
Like, why would you say it like that?
I don't know.
When people tried to pet him...
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 when people tried to pet him.
But anyway, that's just so I noticed.
Maybe she's just branching out, just trying out some new things,
sneaking it in there, just in case.
Maybe it was a dare,
just in case. Like
when people tried to pet him.
Dare you to sing one of the lines tonight on the news?
When okay. People tried to pet him.
Yeah, it might have been.
Maybe it was a dare.
Yeah. Try and sing a little bit of it.
Fiona Bruce will be doing it next. You watch.
OJ just wasn't making a good impression. When people tried to pet him.
Anyway, right, I've got.
I didn't even notice that first time.
I know. I haven't really got much of a life, mate. That's why I noticed stuff like that. But anyway, I've got the full advert here. All right. So bear in mind, again, the advert that's been stuck on trees, as they do in America, which we've established already. It's written in the perspective style of the cat.
Oh,
from the perspective of the cat.
Yeah, so in all the right. style of Gangster Cat, if he were to write or she were to write it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go, that was the advert.
Well, I think it was interesting. Yeah. Certainly interesting. I'm impressed at the articulate nature of a cat. But also feel like it's I beg to say that he's not grumpier than Grumpy Cat, more just angry. I think he's just an angry cat, to be honest. Yeah. More than grumpy, I would say he's an angry cat.
It's fitting for this show.
We'll keep up to date with Angry Cat, or Gangster Cat, as he is known in the hood.
Right, before we finish, today is another important day.
Yes, it is.
It is St. George's Day, here in the UK, St. George's Day. So we're going to just spend a couple of minutes being British and stuff.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Well, English, obviously. I mean, you're supposed to be British as a nation, but it's England's patron okay. saint, so right. yeah.
So we're playing.
We're English, we're yeah. English today, yeah, sure. It's very English music, though, isn't it?
How about this one then? Classic.
Ah,
right.
Of course.
Yeah. Hear this? Well, you're only going to think of Britain, ain't you?
Yeah,
you
well, know? Of course, yeah, yeah.
Britannia.
Yeah, clues in the name.
Yeah, it's in the name. How about this one? Macho Man Randy Savage theme. Hey? Very English.
Very English.
Very English. St. George wasn't even British, though.
No,
was
he was Welsh. Yeah. yeah.
Welsh. You
yeah.
sure?
Yeah.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us, and so say all of us, and so say all of us. For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. No one can deny. Blokey, 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 blokey slayed a dragon with his sword, he chopped it off. But he's not really English, he's Welsh.
Apparently, yeah, no, he did. Apparently, he is actually Welsh.
So I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good song, though.
Also, I want to do something tonight for St. George's Day, a little special St. George's treat for the podcast listeners. Hopefully, some new listeners on
Ooh,
iTunes.
Yeah, another absolutely. Plug, okay, what you got for us?
You know, on previous podcasts, I have shown you little bits of my musical talent. I played the piano before.
You have done, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I've also played the tuba.
Yes.
Tonight, I would like
to... You played the violin at one point as well.
That was on radio.
Oh, was it? Oh, I yeah, thought I remembered you playing the violin.
Tonight, because it's St. George's Day,
yeah.
I want to do something special. So tonight, I'm going to bust out another musical instrument.
Right.
The melodica, all right? I've left it...
Over there?
In the bedroom. Okay. So I'll just go get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Go on, I'll keep talking then. It really has gone to his bedroom, which is... What was I expecting, to be honest with you?
Here we go then. Melodica,
you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think it was. I didn't know if that was called a melodica. If I'm being honest,
it's a melodica.
Fair enough. I'll take your word for
got
it.
Got a keyboard here. Yeah. It's tube goes yeah. in my mouth. All right.
Right.
Now remember, I got a cough and yeah. all that. Not feeling great.
Take it
right,
easy, so, would you?
All right.
Don't so, die on the podcast. Right. Not the first one.
Right.
You started it now, haven't you?
Right. Focus.
Focus.
Melodica. Right, I think I'm ready. All right, one more cough.
Okay.
Right.
What was that then?
Huh?
Major breathing.
Major minor, that.
Okay,
major,
yeah.
Major, then minor.
Minor.
All right.
Yeah, fair enough, okay.
Right. Summit for St. George's Day, all right?
Okay.
This is a clappy, clappy hands one, all right? Are all we right. ready?
Yep.
Come on, boy.
course. Yeah. I was going to say that was an epic ending.
There you go.
Oh, very good.
Don't know
very
whether
impressed.
It's British, but
oh, it made me. It was yeah, Ben. But it made me feel yeah. very kind yeah. of.
Why not? A little bit.
Yeah, you know, a bit of anthemic nature to it. Oh, I like that. That's very cool.
Right.
Very impressed.
I think we're done.
I think so. That's it.
So thanks for joining us again on another edition of We Came, We Saw, We
Podcasted.
Now on iTunes.
Subscribe.
But it will also, you know, be up on SoundCloud, I think, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Twitter, Facebook, the other users. At WCWSWP.
Yeah, on Twitter as well.
Come say hi.
Yeah.
You know, I try and tweet throughout the week some stories I find around the week, and so do yourself as well. So
yeah.
Come say hello.
Got anything exciting to do next few days?
No, not really. No, quite a weekend, I think, this weekend. Got a few busy ones coming up, to be honest with you. Got going to an adventure, an adult adventure park of the 9th of May. Yeah. So there's that. And then I'm working the obstacle course race the weekend after that. The week after that's my cousin's 30th, so I'm out for drinks with him.
All right.
So it's a bit of a social May, so...
Right, you're taking just going
to
take it easy.
Take it easy this weekend. Yourself, you up to anything?
Just going to chill myself.
Chill out.
Boys going to grandmother's. You know, tomorrow night, bit of me time. Lovely.
Come around and give you a hug if you want.
No.
No?
Okay. Stay away. Right,
see you next week then.
That's ours.
When people tried to pet him...